Hardly anyone likes sword conservation in Alaska. But when it comes to water supply, people in Wrangell may start to become more and more well-versed on the subject, especially those who use the largest volume. If the ordinance passes, industrial users in Wrangell will have to pay for what they use. Quantity will be measured through water meters. The industrial users are the seafood processors, the harbor docks, and the fuel docks. Currently, fish processors pay $491 a month for water, the harbor docks pay $115 a month, and the fuel docks pay $77 a month. Once the ordinance passes, these users will be paying a metered rate of 50 cents for every 1,000 gallons, which matches Sitka's rate, the lowest metered rate for Southeast. In comparison, industrial users in Haines paid $2.17 for every 1,000 gallons. To ease the transition, Public Works Director Carl Johnson has implemented a 6-month 30-cent adjustment rate. Johnson's hope is that water consumption by the big users will go down, or else they'll have to pay.
There's been places that water use reduced 60% when they installed meters, looking at the history of other towns.
Johnson says last year, when the seafood processors were at full capacity, each one was using 400 to 450 gallons of water a minute. How much the processors will pay once the new rate is implemented will depend on how much they change or don't change their practices.
If they didn't change any of their processes or the way they operated, if you say 450 gallons a minute, you multiply that out at, 50 cents per 1,000 gallons. It just depends on how they operate. It could be a few thousand a month. It could be 10,000 a month.
Bottom line, Johnson says, is if it costs more, they'll make more of an effort to conserve.
There's no reason for a company to institute any conservation measures unless it's cost-effective. I mean, that's how any company is going to work. So if it's more cost-effective to conserve water than it is to pay for it, that's what they'll do.
Harbor Master Greg Meisner admits that the docks at the harbors are big water users and oftentimes have a tendency to waste water. At Tuesday night's borough assembly meeting, he said he wasn't sure how the harbor will deal with the new metered rate, especially during the winter.
We'll get to a point where we either have to pay for that water or turn off some water lines. Simple as that. There's still a lot of harbors that just turn them all off in a lot of places. We try to keep them going year-round, which could get costly. So we don't know yet. It's going to have to wait and see. I mean, if it's a $20,000 a year water bill, we'll get to scratch our head and go, is it worth it? Or should we leave a couple on the main dock and shut the rest off and make folks fire up and use over and just minimize the loss? That might be something we have to do.
For the foreseeable future, Johnson says the city doesn't have plans to implement the meter rate to any commercial users, although they are included in the proposed ordinance. Users that are exempt from the metered rate include fire protection service and residential service.
Here in Wrangell, we don't water our lawns. We don't do a lot of things they do in other parts of the country that use a lot of water. So there's not much water waste going on in the residences. A little bit in the wintertime, maybe, for some of the houses that aren't insulated well. But it doesn't look like it would ever be worth instating any kind of a residential metering.
For now, Johnson says implementing water meters for industrial users and billing accordingly is sufficient for attempting to maintain an adequate supply of water.
You know, the water department right now is losing some money, but not a lot to where there needs to be an overall rate increase. I would hope that with this implemented and the large users paying on a metered rate, that would take care of the problem.
Once the Public Works Department has at least a year of data from the metered rates, Johnson says the city plans on getting a rate study done to determine how all water rates should be structured. This is Lisa Fu, reporting in Wrangell.